This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everyone. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Coach Jen, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 16th, episode 1105, brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
Yep, it's Monday.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Well, I would venture to say there's a lot of people not waking up too grateful this morning, especially in the north of the United States. I don't know that Jamie's waking up grateful either. She's not feeling so well, so she is taking the day to hopefully get a little bit better. We wish her a lot of vegan chicken noodle soup and
what do you do when you're sick and you're a vegan? You can't have chicken soup.
I guess you just have vegetable broth. That's about it. I don't know what you have.
Which that is really no puts you at a health disadvantage, really.
Yeah, and it's no different than what you had the day before. So I don't know that there's anything special you can do for a vegan that's sick.
I don't know.
But we hope she gets better soon. I'm sure she will. We are glad to be here with you today. It is President's Day here in the United States, and it's Family Day in Canada. I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's a holiday. So we celebrate our presidents, and they celebrate their families. I think they're doing a better. I think theirs is better.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. Think, that's why. That's because Canada is nice. Yeah. Because they're
nice. That's right. They're nice. They celebrate their families. So if anybody on our Facebook page or would like to call in and tell us what Family Day is, we have a lot of Canadian listeners. You feel free to do that. And we would also invite you to give us a call this morning. We're going to be talking a lot about the weather. Obviously, it is pretty crappy most places in the United States right now, all the way from the south. I saw reports out of Tennessee with a half an inch of ice and counting, and then all the way up through Kentucky and Lexington expecting a foot of snow. By the way, if Lexington gets a foot of snow, they're not going anywhere for a week because they don't do such a great job at plowing it. And then
they only own one plow.
That's right. We swear that's all we ever saw when we lived in Lexington.
One.
Then you're heading up into Ohio and all over the Northeast where they've just been pounded, and now they said there's almost 100 inches of snow on the ground in Massachusetts and places, roofs collapsing, just all kinds of stuff going on up there. And to add to all of that, the coldest weather of the year has now set in most parts of the country. So what we're asking is give us a call this morning, just Jennifer and I, so we need to help. I don't have Jamie to talk to, and Jennifer and I talk to each other all the time. So if you could give us a call at 347-637-3238. Just give us a weather report. We want you to be the local weatherman, especially if you're out at the barn. That'd be great. If you could call in while you're in the barn, that's even better. If we could hear the wind blowing, that's even better. 347-637-3238. We'll try and take calls here the first half hour of the show. So, Jennifer, let's do our daily whinnies because I see we have a couple calls coming in already. So we'll get started with the daily whinnies. Well, my daily whinnies are just going out to everybody in the north and south today. Just good luck, Godspeed. I think that home sales in Florida are going to skyrocket after this winter. I think we're going to see a ton of new home sales in Florida. We're going to have a lot of new neighbors down here.
When you go to your realtor, tell them Horse Radio Network sent you. Yeah.
That's right. Maybe we'll get a commission. But yeah, I just to let you know, in case you are thinking of moving to Florida, it's 75 here today. Just thought I'd let you know.
My daily Winnie goes out to the person or persons who invented the waterproof polyfill turnout blanket. Because what we had before that, I'm sorry, just shoot yourself in the winter. Yeah. The canvas thing got soaking wet, took a week to dry. No. Can you imagine taking care of piles and piles of horses using those old-fashioned cotton canvas waxed turnout rugs? And
I remember those days.
No.
I remember those days. It wasn't fun at all. Not fun at all.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
Jennifer's going to set up some callers here that we have that have called in, and we're going to check on the weather in different parts. I know we've had a lot of responses on our Facebook page, and I see here that Misty West says having some hay for breakfast turned out today minus 10 with no wind in western Pennsylvania. No school today because of the cold, and I'm sure there's lots of schools that were off anyway because of the there were lots of schools that were off anyway because of the holiday today here in the United States. Chantiel, what a great name. Chantiel said, we live in Ontario, Canada. Yesterday was the first day this winter that it was too cold to turn out the horses. I woke up at minus 42 Celsius, which I'm not sure what that is, Fahrenheit. Way better weather than last year so far. That's because we're getting it all. That's because the United States is getting it all. That's why. And also one more here, then we'll get to our first caller. Hillary said lessons canceled in northern New Jersey yesterday because of high winds were rattling the doors in the indoors so bad it make the spook factor too high. That along with the possibility of getting dumped on the frozen ground with minus 6 wind chill was enough to call it a day. So not having such fun in New Jersey yesterday either. Well, let's check in. Helena is calling in, of course, my co-host on the Stable Scoop radio show. She's calling in from Rhode Island where... You just had another blizzard. How are you, Helena?
Good morning. I am surprisingly in good spirits considering the amount of snow and cold and wind.
Yeah, you've been shoveling for what seems like 2 months.
Well, the problem here is that, well, first of all, the actual temperature at the moment is 2 degrees, which is warmer than it has been in several hours. The wind chill puts it at negative 31. And
whoa.
Well, the wind here has been absolutely ridiculous. It has been shaking the house and knocking us over, but it creates snowdrifts. So every time we shovel a path to the barn, we have to shovel the path again and again. And that's been really difficult. So this morning, I could only shovel, Buck and I are out there, and we shoveled half the path, and we literally had to go inside to protect our faces because you feel it's a different reality. You need to like protect yourself. So
did you get this blizzard that hit? I know Massachusetts got another 18 inches of snow yesterday. Did you get that or the winds?
We did. We got probably another 10 inches. We certainly don't have as much snow on the ground as they do in Massachusetts. A friend up on the North Shore reported 50 inches on the ground. We probably have, here in southern Rhode Island, we probably have 30 inches, 3 feet, but the drifts can go up to 4 feet.
Oh, who's counting it when it gets over 4 feet, right? I mean,
it's all about, right now, life is all about where each path leads you. It's just about shoveling a path.
Some of those pictures of some of those neighborhoods up there in Massachusetts where the snow is literally piled over the porch roof on the first floor, and there really is a tunnel going to the front door, is just incredible.
Well, Jennifer can appreciate this. I saw a picture of the Myopia Hunt kennels yesterday. And the kennel building, which is smaller than the stable, the kennel building, the entire front is just obscured. You cannot even see the front of the kennels. It's completely covered. Yeah.
It's like those pictures from the old West days. They take a picture of some lonesome homesteader in the middle of nowhere and their cabin is completely covered with snow with a little hole drilled out to get to the door.
Yes. In fact, our hunt secretary posted an article yesterday on Facebook about the great snow of 1717. So if anyone is interested in looking up the history of New England weather, Google the great snow of 1717, and they talk about how little cottages were, you couldn't even see them except for the smokestack, you know, where someone had a fire burning. And then they couldn't even get out to their wood pile, so they started to burn furniture.
We did that when we were without power for a week at the farm. We lived at, we were back a mile long lane and nobody could get to us because the drifts were 9 feet. And we finally had that bulldozer came back a week later. It took them all day to get to us. But, yeah, we started burning wood from the barn. We started taking the barn apart because we were running out of things to heat with. Well, Helena, thank you for checking in.
Tell me you're not burning your furniture, Helena.
Please. Yeah, you're not burning your furniture, Helena.
There's some furniture I would like to burn, but we're not.
Well, you take care, stay warm, and give the phonies a hug for us.
I love you guys.
Well, we're checking in now with Rhonda, all the way from Canada. Rhonda, how is things up there?
Oh, things are cold. It's hard hard to describe the weather without swearing, but I'll try.
In Celsius, it always makes it sound colder for us down here. In Celsius, what's your temperature this morning?
Minus 24.
See, that sounds really cold to us because it's what about,
and,
is that zero or minus something?
It converts to minus 11.
Oh, that's cold enough. Yeah, that's cold enough.
It's cold, yeah. Yeah, even the dogs didn't want to go out this morning.
I bet.
They were three-pawing it, doing their stuff.
Well, I assume you're calling in because it's Family Day in Canada. What is Family Day?
Well, I looked that up for you because I didn't know. And basically, it's an excuse to have a holiday between Christmas and Easter.
Oh, there you go. We'll just call it Family Day.
That's what I came up with.
That sounds warm and fuzzy.
And we've only had it for about, I'd say, less than 10 years. So it actually says on Wikipedia that there are no traditions associated with Family Day.
Family Day. Snow and cold. Stay in the house and stay warm.
Yep. That's it. So.
Well, it forces you to be in with your family. See, it was a good thing to do it in the winter because you have no choice but to stay in. So you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, well,
and our
horses
horse didn't get out.
Is your horse surviving?
Well, he didn't get out yesterday, and I didn't go up because I thought he's comfortable. I'm comfortable. We'll just stay there. And I don't know if he's going out today or not, but I will go up and check on him today. Maybe hand walk him if I can bear it.
Well, good luck with that. See, it's time for another trip. Rhonda and her husband come down and visit us all the time in Florida. You should be coming down now.
Now would be
a good time. Yeah, 75 today, and we shaved my pony yesterday, actually. So, it's a good time to make a trip, Rhonda.
Yes.
Well, Rhonda, thank you for calling. We appreciate
it.
Okay. Take care.
Right.
Stay warm.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Dan.
Next up, we have Uta, who is calling in from Northern Ohio. And Uta, I saw your post this morning of you driving yesterday or trying to in the whiteout.
Oh, that was actually Saturday. We were supposed to get 1 to 2 inches, and that turned into a blizzard.
My son had
some car problems, and we had to go pick up a part for him. And on the way home, we found cars in the ditches right and left. And, I mean, you couldn't see the car in front of you. It was horrible.
Welcome to Lakeside Property in Ohio.
Yeah, I think that was driven by the lake, but they said this morning the lake is actually 93% frozen over.
Whoa! And if anybody doesn't know, which lake are you talking about?
Lake Erie.
Yeah, which is really big. I mean, really, really big. That's a lot of lake frozen over.
Yeah, we're on the secondary snow belt for Lake Erie, and when it starts to set up just right, boy, we sure get hammered.
Well, now, what is it this morning there?
This morning, I think they said it was minus 5, which felt much warmer than yesterday, which was in the minus teens. I forget what the actual temperature was, but yesterday we had wind chills and minus 27.
Ooh. And the horse surviving, your new one surviving?
Well, I dug out the heavy blankets on Saturday evening because the temps dropped throughout the day, and then it cleared out completely. I mean, it was like you could see every star in the sky. So it got really, really cold. They seem to do fine. My dogs, they struggle. They really, really do.
No dog wants to go out and pee when it freezes on the way out. You know, that no dog wants that. Pee sickles are not fun for a dog.
No. Well,
remember
well,
those things.
My Boomer, he literally will collapse in the snow and not take another step. He just folds down wherever he sits, and I have to sometimes go grab him and bring him in, or he'll freeze to death.
Not fun. Uta, you take care, and you be safe up there. Wear lots of clothes, okay?
Yeah, we will, for sure. Thank you so much.
And if the power goes out, do what we did. Take the barn apart and burn it, okay? That worked for us. Kept us warm for about a week. Thanks, Lucia.
Bye.
We have Martha coming up next. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Okay, where are you at?
I'm on one of the other Great Lakes, where I'm up about 30 miles south of Lake Superior in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
God, that sounds cold. How cold is it this morning? That sounds cold on a warm day. How cold is
it? Well, I'm looking at, you know, my Weather Channel app right now, and it's right for 10 o'clock. It's about to be 3 degrees. Feels like minus 9. So it's a good day. We're going to get up to 16. So I've been told by my trainer I know it's warm enough to ride. So I have a lesson scheduled later this afternoon. So,
woo! What's your cutoff up there? Now, for anybody that doesn't know, she's in the uppermost part, almost in Canada. You know, they're way up there. And, you know, you're used to the cold. And actually, for you guys, I just talked to somebody in South Dakota last week who said that this has been a great winter for them because they, you know, they've sent it all to the Northeast. So they've had not. Same with you,
yeah,
huh?
This is kind of what Northeast is getting is kind of normal for us. I looked and we've got about 24 to 36 inches of snow on the ground, depending on where you are in this area, which I think total snowfall also kind of was over about 120 inches coming down so far. So, you know, then we lose a little bit of that and get some more. But this year is actually a bit warmer. Last year we had a period of 70 days straight where the temperature never went above freezing. And, you know, by that means usually it was in the single digits. Had it hit double digits, we would have been happy. But as far as riding, you know, I think if it's in the teens, I have an indoor that I have access to. So the wind isn't a factor, but, you know, we go pretty much mid-teens and above. I had one trainer that if it went below 10, that was his cutoff. You know, with this trainer, that's what we've talked about, just below 10, and that's just too cold.
Us wimpy people down here in Florida, if it goes below about 40, that's it. We're out.
Well, I would have to coast. My horse would get a vacation from probably September to May if that was...
Thank you, Martha.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Next, we have Celeste, our friend Celeste from Virginia. Celeste, are you a frozen popsicle? Celeste, are you there?
It feels like it sometimes. I'm here.
Are you outside
you
right
me?
Now? Yes, we can hear you. Are you outside right now?
No, I'm standing here looking outside with the dogs who are longingly looking outside, wishing they could go out and play longer, but I don't want them to freeze to death. So they have very limited outside time right now.
How many horses do you have now?
I've got the two OTTBs. I've got the two OTTBs and my little pony. We had to put my old quarter horse down last fall because we were afraid of this. He was... Just his body wasn't quite keeping up, and we were worried that he might not make it through the winter if we tried. And now I think it was a really good decision because I would have been panicking if he had to go through this last week because it's been – I mean, this is the mid-Atlantic, and it's been here. It's been in the single digits and the negatives with wind chill. So really tough on the guys that are used to just four seasons, not Canada.
And you have some thin-skinned thoroughbreds, too. They've always, you know, all the thoroughbreds we've ever had have been kind of winced about the weather. So you, lots of blankets. Blanket sales this year, Celeste,
yeah,
must be terrific.
Yeah. I know. We probably should have all gotten into tack shops before this winter.
Well, thank you, Celeste, for checking in for Virginia. We appreciate it. Stay warm.
Yeah, definitely. You guys have a good one. Stay warm.
We had a little bit of a delay there with Celeste. Well, we have an old friend calling in here, and I know that she is from where this is all happening and has gotten the brunt of it this year. Mary Jordan, rider calling in from Maine. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Glenn. How are you?
Good. Been a while since I talked to you. Now, you're on the coast of Maine, aren't you?
Yes. The epicenter of the polar vortex. Yes, I am.
God, I just got shivers thinking about talking to you. Now, you guys have gotten it the worst. I mean, you've had every blizzard. You've had every major weather event this year. So give us a description of what it's like. They believe you are Jim Cantore on the beach in Maine giving us the weather.
Well, the snowstorms are never ending. We might have a clear day for a day, and then the cycle ramps up again. I grew up in upstate New York and was used to lake effect snow, but this is rivaling that for sure. The snow is thigh to hip deep. We're running out of places to put the snow. And the winds have been absolutely psycho. I mean, there's gale force winds most of the time. Today is relatively calm with 20 to 25 mile per hour winds, but they've been gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which really brings a wind chill. So it's intense. It's intense.
Now, are you supposed to get the I saw some pictures, by the way, before I ask you the next question. I saw some pictures out of Massachusetts and Maine along the coast. Some of the coastal homes, because the wind blew in from the ocean, it was coming from the ocean direction, it blew, you know, this mist that comes off the ocean onto the houses, and the entire houses are covered in ice. It looked like something, I don't know what it looked like, it looked like something from another planet, these houses along the coast.
Yeah, the houses can get encased in ice, and where there's not the ocean spray, a lot of the drifting snow can actually blow up against doors and windows, and people can't see out or of their houses.
Now, tell me, do you have horses at your own place, or do you keep them boarded, or what?
I do a little bit of both. I've got two at home, and one's at an indoor. So I definitely have my share of chores during the day. It's kind of a lifestyle thing at this point, you know, keeping them warm and keeping them hydrated. It's a full-time job for sure. So
now, are you planning on Wellington next year after this? You're going to be heading south for the
winter? Yeah, I was in Wellington. Two weeks ago, I was in Wellington, and we had our Paralympic qualifier in January, so it was almost like having a championship at the beginning of the season. So we did that, and then we came home because there weren't any other majors. I came home, and then as soon as I got home, the blizzard started just romping on us, and I would absolutely love to be in Wellington now, but there's a thing like life and family and jobs that go along with your training and showing. So, we're here and we're doing our winter thing.
Life gets in the way sometimes, doesn't it? I mean, if it gets in the way of the whole riding thing, if there wasn't for life, you could just have the riding thing and nothing would be a problem. Well, Mary, thank you so much for checking in. Keep your boys warm. I assume lots of blankets and lots of shelter right now out of the wind is the important part.
Yeah, no, they actually are loving it. They love to play in the snow, and they love their warm mashes all the time and eating hay all day. So they're doing great. So thank you for thinking of us, and we will keep the flame alive up here in Maine.
All right, good. Thank you, Pararider Mary Jordan. It's good to talk to you again, Mary.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, too. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
And now we head down to Pennsylvania, which is going to be getting hit with the next storm that's now walloping Kentucky. And we talked to Colleen. Hey, Colleen, how are you?
Hi, Glenn. I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. And, of course, Colleen does some reporting for Eventing Nation. Not much eventing going on in Pennsylvania this time of year.
Oh, no. Everybody else went south. I think they had a good idea.
They're all my neighbors down here in Ocala where it's going to be 75 today. They're all laughing at you, by the way.
Oh.
Just
well, I'll tell you, I feel bad complaining after hearing what everybody else is dealing with.
After you talk to Mary up there in Maine, which has just been clobbered, it's been the worst in Maine and Massachusetts, you go, oh, well, I guess minus 10 doesn't sound so bad after all, huh?
Oh, my gosh, right? And we've been pretty lucky because we haven't had too much snow here, which I think makes the horses a little sad because they love playing in it. But this week it's been pretty cold. It was I checked my phone when I went outside this morning and it said it was zero, but the wind chill was negative 23. And I'm like,
whoa.
Maybe I shouldn't have looked at that.
And I assume you have off work today because of the holiday?
I do. Which made it kind of nice to not have to go outside super early before the sun came up, because I think that would have been just a little more chilly.
Now, what will you try and ride today, or is this no ride weather?
But for me, this is no ride weather. Usually the coldest I'll go is maybe 20 or 25, and that's in like the middle of the day when the sun's out. But when it gets down to, you know, single digits, that's just a little too cold for me.
Philip up there, host of the Dressage Show in Canada, is going, if I didn't ride when it was 25 degrees, I would never ride. I wouldn't ride for months.
I guess I'm just not as tough.
That's right. Well, you're not in training right now for show season yet, so at this point
no.
It's like, okay,
no.
You can justify the horses getting another day off.
Oh, sure. It gives them a little bit of a break, and by the time I get done barn chores in these temperatures, I don't really feel like riding.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Colleen, for checking in with us. It's been, I would like to say it's been fun hearing from everybody this morning, but I wish there was better circumstances that we were hearing from everybody this morning. It's been.
Sure.
I wish you well. Stay warm. I know you have lots of clothes to wear because you're doing all that testing for all the time. So,
lots to bundle up and keep warm. But you enjoy the warmer weather for us, Glenn. You have to enjoy it vicariously for everybody
else.
I'll
go outside and soak in the sun today, okay? I'll do that.
Please
just
do.
For you. We actually gave my pony a shave job yesterday because we're getting to the point where we had to do it, or he was going to start shedding, and you know what they look like if you shave them halfway through shedding time. So, we gave him a shave job yesterday and we did have to put a blanket on him last night. It got down to 46 here last night. So, he had to have a little bit of...
A balmy 46.
Yeah, it was a balmy 46. That's right. But thank you, Colleen.
Thank you. Well, enjoy the warm weather.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Bye.
Well, there you go. There was a whole bunch of people. Thank you to everybody that called in. We appreciate it. I'm sorry I didn't get to ask Mary up there in Maine. They apparently had a couple of horses that got loose at a neighbor farm of hers, and they're still looking for them, and that's quite concerning considering the weather. They have search and rescue going on for the two horses. Apparently news crews are there, and they're trying to find them. She lives along the coast of Maine. I think she is, if I remember right, the name of the town is Wells, W-E-L-L-S. So Mary Umstead Jordan, if you want to take a look, she has things posted on her Facebook page about the horses that are missing. If you live along the coast of Maine in that area, then you might be able to help out up there. Well, Jennifer, we originally scheduled to have Dr. Chang from Omega Alpha on today, but it's a holiday up there that we didn't know about. So we put together something for you that I think you'll enjoy. We actually went back. What was it, Jennifer? Did I tell you? It's episode 8.
Way
Isn't
back.
What I
this
said?
Is ancient history.
Yeah, episode 8 of Horses in the Morning. This was the second week we were doing shows back in 2010. And we did an interview with the president of the North American Ski Drawing Association. His name was Jeff Smith, and we thought, what more appropriate to revisit the past than to listen about ski-joring today? Because you can't do it without snow and cold, right? So it was a fun interview that we did. You'll also get to hear Jamie and I as rookies on the show because it was like week two. I mean, you'll hear a little bit of us stepping on each other. It's kind of funny, actually, to go back and listen to this interview. So we thought we'd share this with you. We have Leslie coming up a little bit later from Horse Nation, and she's in Tennessee. She's going to give us a report of the ice storm that they're having there, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Horse Nation stuff. But in the meantime, here is a revisit going back to 2010, episode number 8, talking about ski joring, right after this word from Omega Alpha.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created three different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters, Chill Ultra Paste, with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium, and Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
We have with us Jeff Smith, president of the North American Ski Joring Association, and we're going to learn all about what that is, and apparently it was an Olympic sport at one time. Who knew? I'd never heard of it before. This is a first, so let's see if we have Jeff on here. Jeff, are you on the line?
I certainly am. Good morning.
Now, Jeff, just straight out of the gate, I have to ask you, what is ski joring?
Ski joring today is a highly specialized event that comprises three individuals, the horse, the rider, and the skier. And basically, we go full speed down a course, whether it's straight or curved, and we go around slalom gates, over jumps, and we grab different kinds of obstacles. It's a timed event, nationally sanctioned, and the skier, we're going full speed with a horse, and the skier is up to speeds of 40 to 50 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
In a nutshell.
Well, so the horse is galloping along, because I did watch your YouTube video that you guys have on YouTube about ski joring, and the horse is basically galloping straight, and the skier is going back and forth. It looks like going over jumps, and, I mean, I'm assuming there's some sort of thing they're supposed to accomplish, grabbing things and going around their course?
Yep. It's a timed event, and the timer starts when the skier crosses the starting line, and it ends when the skier crosses the finish line. And you have seconds added, penalties added to your raw score. If you miss a gate, it's a 5-second penalty. If you miss a ring, it's a 2-second penalty.
So the horse is galloping on the snow. You know, our listeners immediately are going to want to know, how does a horse gallop in the snow? Is there a special shoe you put on them? Is there a special, you know, do you put Boreum on their shoes? Do they even wear shoes? Talk to us about that.
Well, first and foremost, the condition of the track is most important. So we basically wouldn't run down the course with anything more than 4 to 6 inches of snow. Most of the major races are packed with snowpacks from local ski areas, so typically the footing is very good, clean footing. Now, many people use Boreum and studs. Most of the competitors do. However, many of the competitors run barefoot as well. And since the track typically there's no ice on it, it's good footing for the horse, and it's great snow for the skier.
Now, where do people do this?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's somewhere up north, but, you know, because we don't have any ski touring here in Phoenix, Arizona. Where can you do this?
Well, it's actually all over the north, the west, and up into Canada at this point. Here in the east, we do it primarily in New Hampshire, in New London, New Hampshire, and also Newport, New Hampshire. And then up north in the east, we've got races in Quebec City this year, the Quebec Winter Carnival, and also in north of Montreal. And out west, it's done in many of the states, from in Colorado. Leadville, Colorado is one of the oldest and most prestigious, famous races out west. And that's right down the center of town. We also have them up in Montana. Whitefish is another large race in Montana. That'll be in the end of January this year. And it looks like in Red Lodge, Montana, is another traditional race that's been around for at least 20 to 30 years. But really, there's going to be a lot more races out west in the past few years, including Idaho Montana and in those areas, Colorado.
Now, I have a couple questions here for you, Jeff. You know, this is just fascinating. I watched the video. I watched a couple videos this morning of ski touring, and, you know, I had never heard of it, but tell us a little bit about the history of it. Well, it goes way back in time, and was it an Olympic sport at one time?
Yes, it was. And like most sports we have today, it started out as some mode of transportation or work. And in the mid-1800s, the Norwegians used reindeer to pull themselves across flatlands on skis.
Reindeer?
So that's one of the – I'm sorry?
I said reindeer? They used reindeer?
Yes, yep. They still use reindeer today for pulling buggies and wagons and all sorts of stuff. And then in the early 1900s, we actually have pictures and quite a few pictures of ski touring. And this is riderless. This is without the rider on the horse. But we've got pictures and news articles from New Hampshire. I think a lot of Norwegians settled in this area in New Hampshire. And so they brought with it ski touring. And we've got it seen in Hanover, New Hampshire, and Newport, New Hampshire. And then around 1928 is where it was a spectators type event in the Olympics. Too bad it didn't go further than that, and someday we would like to see it in the Olympics again, not just a spectator, but as an event. But in the 40s, is where it started to take on today's type of racing. Many of the 10th Mountain trained Army personnel when they came back from Europe. They were cowboys, and they started pulling skiers and behind the horses. And they'd basically have a big drag race where they'd put all the horses and all the skiers, and they'd go on a big field, and whoever made it to the end of the field was the winner. And that was the start of today's modern sport.
Do you mean,
wow,
Jeff, that
neat.
Whoever made it to the end of the field alive, or whoever made there first?
Both. you had to pass both of those criteria to make it.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, I watched the video. It seems like you use all different kinds of horses. I have never seen a Belgian run so fast in my entire life as that Belgian was pulling that skier in the snow.
Big Ben, that's his name. He is—he's an amazing Belgian, but he doesn't think he's a Belgian. I don't think. But
no, he thinks he's a thoroughbred.
I think he does. Yep, he's got
to be related to Zenyatta
horses.
Somehow. You know.
Yeah. So
now,
I was just going to say, really, any horse can run, and it's not that hard on the horse. But certainly, the faster the horse, the better. So we do see a lot of thoroughbreds off the track. We've got all sorts of quarter horses, appendix quarter horses, Morgans, you name it. It's Taplingers. We've had Icelandic ponies pulling. So there's just quite a crew of horses out there.
How do they hook?
Now,
the rope is hooked to the saddle? Is that how it works? Because there's a rope that comes from the what appears to be the saddle, and then the skier holds on to the rope, and that leads to another question is, are the riders and the skiers, are they interchangeable, or do one person ride and one person ski?
Well, first of all, the rope is attached to the saddle, and typically you'll have a good rigging on the front breast collar, and we try and tie as close to the breast collar as we can. Some of the Westerners, they daily off the horn, so they'll have a loop and they'll just slap it right on the horn. In the East, most of us basically tie off of a rigging and a carbiner off the back cantaloupe saddle. The rope is typically 33 feet for a straight course and up to 50 feet for a curved course, because we do have curved courses that are horseshoe-shaped and look like a J-hook and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
To answer your second question, most people are either skiers or riders, although there are several of us that will do both, that can ski and that do ride. But I'd say 60%, you've got hot skiers, and then you've got separate riders, and they stay that way. But we do have a few that cross over, and someday we'd like to have a division where you have to basically ride one of the runs and ski one of the runs. That's one of our new divisions we'd like to
That'd
do at some
cool.
point.
So to kind of paint a picture for everybody listening, and we're talking with Jeff Smith, president of the North American Ski Joring Association, and you can tell me how accurate this is. To paint a picture, it's a horse that has a rope attached to the saddle and a rider on it, and it's attached to a skier who more looks like they're water skiing than snow skiing at the same time. Am I kind of correct? It's a mix of snow skiing, water skiing, and horseback riding.
You've got it painted pretty well. There's two other things that are in there that really set it aside. Especially on the starts, the skier gets pounded pretty hard by snowballs off the feet of the horse. So it's typical to have a pair of broken goggles.
I didn't even think of that.
Sometimes horseshoes come flying back. I've been hit in the head twice with horseshoes. That's why we wear helmets. I think the other thing is that you wouldn't see in water skiing is extremely fast acceleration. Horses don't give much when you're cutting, and you really get accelerated real quickly because you're on snow. You're not on water. So I think those two things, you can just imagine the wind and dodging ice balls and then the crowd screaming right next to you. It's pretty thrilling to be the rider and the skier.
Now, and you're doing mobiles, too.
Yeah, Glenn. How can people get involved, Jeff? Do you have a website that they can go to check this out and see it besides typing in ski joring on YouTube?
There's actually several websites that the national organization is NASJA, for North American Ski Joring Association, .com. And then depending on what part of the country you live in, we've got a website here in the East, which is NESJA.com. And then several of the organizers out West have their own websites as well. Scott Ping has one from Whitefish. So if you Google Whitefish, Montana, you'd be able to see his website. Paul Copper from Leadville, Colorado, has a real nice website with lots of pictures on it. So there are several websites out there as well as the North American website.
So do you end up with people, Jeff, with of all ages and male, female competing against each other, I assume? Is that how it works?
It is. Exactly. And what's really nice is that you're mixing, many families, the husband is a skier and the wife is a rider, and the kids do both. And so we get a really good mixture of families that compete. And you get to meet a lot of different kinds of riders because it's not, eventing, it's not mounted shooting. It's a mixture of all sorts of kind of people, as well as the skiers. So we get a really good mix of people, and everybody are really nice, friendly people.
Now, do you, I noticed, too, in the video that, you know, and as you said, it started years ago with really long lining. There was no rider, and they were the horse was just pulling them along with the lines. Do they still do that at all, the long lining?
Actually, they do in Switzerland. We haven't done it here in the East. We've had some demonstrations of it, and a few of us do it. Not, I don't, but some of us do it with our horses. But it's actually there's a website, Snow White Turf, in Switzerland, and they've been operating for almost 150 years where they're pulling on a regular oval course on a lake. And it'd be like a buggy behind you, a silky, only they're on skis. So there is some that is done that way.
Now, Jeff, well, today we are talking about different, like the worst winter day that you've ever had regarding your horses. What do you think, you know, we've had people call in and talk about many, many different types of bad days. You know, I mine was a roof collapsed in the barn. Somebody else said, Jackie Baker said that she couldn't get in or out of the barn because there was so much snow. Do you have one specific day that goes down as the worst winter day that you've had?
No, I don't think so. I think most every day that we race has its good and its bads. We've had some pretty cold, windy days, like 35-mile headwinds that with temperatures at around 10 degrees. So this is, you know, several degrees below zero apparent wind. Those are pretty bad days. But
you're making Jamie just frozen to her seat out there in Arizona right now.
Well, you got to remember, there's no such thing as a cold day. It's just a poorly dressed day.
Ah, I like it.
You can tell he's from the Northeast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for being on with us. We've learned so much about ski joring today. Sounds like fun. Sounds like it would be interesting to give a try. And we'll post links to your website and on our website at horsesinthemorning.com and today's show notes so you can check them out there. And, well, good luck. Your seasons must be just starting then.
They are, and we're really looking forward to a great winter, lots of racing, and I urge everybody to try it and come out and join us, and who's got a horse or knows how to ski. We're always looking for new members.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. We'll have you back again maybe in the middle of the season to see if see how it's going.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to do it.
All right, bye, Jeff.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
So that was Jeff from the Ski Joring Association of North America. We appreciate him being on. Did that make you want to get out there behind a horse and go skiing?
You know, what it did is when he mentioned the fact that there's families that do it, husbands that ski and wives that ride, that is exactly what my husband and I do. We should, if we didn't live in Phoenix, we might have to travel north with the horses and try that because I think he would love it. Except for, you know, the potential of getting hit in the face with a snowball, horseshoe, or horse poop, he might be into it.
Hi, Glenn, back with you, and I have Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections product of the week, and it's perfect for the wonderful weather we're having here in the United States.
Yeah, I just heard on the radio this morning that we're going to get some of the coldest weather of the whole winter this week. So in order to be ready for the rest of the winter and to be ready for the next winter, I'm featuring this week the Mountain Horse Ladies Rimrock High Rider Winter Boot. Now, these have been around a while. I think probably your customers your listeners have know about these boots, but I just bought a pair last week. They're on closeout, so they're on an absolutely wonderful sale pricing. And the thing that's so great about these boots that is so different is there's no zipper involved, and they have very generous calf sizing. So you can wear your heavier winter breeches. You can also, if you have a bigger calf, this is the winter boot for you. It doesn't have a zipper. It has a hook and loop enclosure on the back. It opens up very wide, and guess what? It's completely lined. It's lined with this faux fleece fur stuff that is super warm. The foot is waterproof. The lining goes all the way down into the foot. It's super comfortable. It has support so you can actually walk in it. It's the faux fur keeps you, it's just toasty, and it fits just about everybody, and it comes in a wide calf as well as a regular. So this winter boot will fit you. It will fit all of you. There's a size for everybody. Now they are closeout, so you need to go ahead and get them as soon as we have a lot of the wides in stock here and can ship out the same day. That's the Mountain Horse Ladies Rimrock High Rider Winter Boot. There's just so many unique features to this boot that if you go on our website, www.equestriancollections.com, search Rimrock High Rider, and then read the description. They're so wonderful. Not only did I love mine, but I bought some for my sisters. So look into it. If you're looking for a winter boot and you're hard to fit, this is the boot for you. Trust me.
Talk with you. I want to see the world through your eyes. I want to stay with you. I want to play with you. Hear the rain fall down from your sky. Don't be afraid. You think they mean? I want to feel what makes your heart beat. If you take a stand that I don't understand, it's okay if it's confusing to me. Uncomplicated.
That was I Want to Know You by Raquel Renner. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek. I am not here with Jamie Jennings this morning. She is out sick today. She should be back here on Wednesday. We hope she gets better soon. And Coach Jen is in the producer chair today, and we've been talking weather all morning here. And I heard from Reese Koffler Stanfield, host of the Dressage Radio Show, who I thought was going to call in and just bust our chops about how beautiful it was in Wellington, except you decided to go home.
Hey, Glenn. Yes, I'm in Kentucky. I left a absolutely gorgeous farm in Wellington to 11 degrees, and we're supposed to get 12 inches of snow here today. So I don't know what I was thinking. Really,
what
really
were you
bad
thinking?
Planning. Well, I was coming home to check on, well, of course, check on my husband and my dog, for sure. I'm not going to lie. I was really excited to see my dog.
Travis doesn't
even husband. Were you excited to see your husband? It was Valentine's.
Of course. But I was just saying, you know, I wasn't talking about order there. But I've seen Travis. He's come to Florida to visit, but I haven't seen my doggy. So she's sitting right next to me. So cute. She slept right next to me last night. It was so sweet. So it was great. And I have a couple horses here at the farm. So I came to teach a clinic, which of course, there is zero movement of horses, very, very limited people movement today. It's crazy.
Let's be honest. We lived in Lexington. If you get a foot of snow like you're supposed to, and apparently it is coming down pretty hard, if you get a foot of snow like you're supposed to, you're not going anywhere for a week. They have one plow.
I am praying I can get out. I've got an early, early flight, 6 a.m. on Wednesday, and I really need to get back to Florida to go sort of back to work. I heard this was a night. This is kind of midway through our trip. And the horses have been working very hard, so it was good to give them a couple days of rest. And I'm not gonna lie, like my body needed a little rest. But it's crazy. Yeah, I hope we're supposed to get more tomorrow. So I'm like praying I can get out of here on Wednesday. I may sleep at the airport just to make sure I can get out. Yeah.
Now is it as cold there as it is everywhere else too?
Oh, it's like 11 degrees. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it's truly ridiculous. I think this is just like, here, you idiot, or you smart one for going to Florida, let me give you a winter in one fell swoop. So, yeah, it's very, very cold. And, you know, you forget, like, I forget, because I left, it was literally 76 degrees and beautiful. Great. We had great Florida weather, honestly. We've literally had one day, which was the day of the five-star Grand Prix, was the only
day. We were there.
Yeah, the day you guys were there. I mean, you guys know, like, it poured rain. But other than that, like, the weather has been perfect down there, 75 degrees. So not, you know, sunny, not too breezy. And it's been a really, really nice winter in Florida.
You know who's hating you right now? First of all, everybody's hating you right now.
Everyone.
But,
I know.
Mary Jordan called in this morning. You probably know Mary Pararider.
Yes,
and
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, she called in from the coast of Maine and did a very good job of painting a very bleak picture. So.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I feel terrible. I saw on Facebook a colleague of mine, their indoor collapsed yesterday. Thankfully, nobody was in the indoor.
Oh, really?
And yeah, the roof collapsed because there's so much snow there up in Massachusetts.
Did you hear about the one in Massachusetts in Stoughton, Mass? They had a barn Sunday afternoon that collapsed. And the owner said that they went out the day before and they cleaned the roof, the barn roof off, which is a very dangerous job, by the way, with this weather and everything.
Sure.
But more snow fell the following morning. It became weighted down around 1 p.m. The roof collapsed. The barn owner had 33 horses in the barn. And they listen to this, though. This is the amazing part. They went on social media and asked for help in rescuing the horses. And they had 9,000 responses. Apparently, horse trailers just started showing up at the barn. They managed to rescue all 33 of the horses, and they've been moved to other locations now. But isn't that amazing how they all came
horse
together?
Horse people are awesome. Yeah, horse people are awesome. You know, it's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, Facebook is awesome, too. Like, gosh, it just gives you chills. I feel for everybody. I mean, you know, I get to make a joke, like, but literally I get to leave. So, you know, it's like, but I can imagine if you've been going through this for weeks, like, and we were talking about that this morning, you know, it's so different. It's just such a different world when you go to Florida because our horses are shiny and we can bathe every day and we're working and having, you know, I had a lesson with Reen Vanderschaft yesterday and Michael Klimka, you know, within the span of 2 hours, you know, like two of the world's best trainers. you know, and you come here and you just forget, you know, it's 11 degrees. I mean, it took me almost an hour just to defrost water buckets. You know, I was like, oh, my God, you just forget. So I definitely feel blessed to be down there, and I don't forget it. So this was a good reminder.
It's a reminder,
and just for
yeah.
trainers. Yeah, just for trainers. You know, I came home to try and make some money, but no, not happening. So I feel for my fellow trainers and grooms, and, you know, it's just rough. It's tough. So.
Well, thank
so
you, Reese. Enjoy the snow. Go out and make a snow angel for us, okay?
No. Mm-mm. I'm drinking hot chocolate in the house. Thanks. You guys have a great morning. Listen to the
Dressage Radio Show,
everybody. Talk to you soon.
All right. DressageRadio.com is where you can find the Dressage Radio Show. Thanks, Reese. Well, you are listening to Horses in the Morning, and of course, it is Monday morning, even without Jamie. It is time for this.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
Which means it is time for the wacky world of horses. And, of course, we every week have Leslie with us, Leslie Wiley of Horse Nation. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning.
What is your official title there now? Are you like the king, the chief? The White Lord Buckety Muck.
Princess, I think. Is
princess,
my preferred,
all right.
Preferred.
Let's start over. Okay, hold on. And now we have Princess Leslie Wiley of Horse Nation with us. Good morning, Princess. Your Highness, I should say.
How's the ring to it? I think it suits me.
Yeah, it does. It does, really. You need a little tiara and a little. It's good. You need to ride side saddle, though.
Definitely.
Well, Leslie, you are in the wonderful, warm, luscious state of Tennessee. Tell us what the weather is like.
Oh, dear. I don't know. I'm looking at the weather channel, weather.com right now, and it says, expect occasional wintry mix to begin Monday at 10 a.m., which is right now. looking out the window, nothing yet, but and it looks like we're getting some snow, and then it's going to turn into freezing rain, which is much less fun than snow. So I
did see a report from Nashville. You're further east in the state, right?
I am, yeah.
I saw a report from Nashville from one of our listeners there who posted that they already have a half an inch of ice. So the ice storm is coming your way, Leslie. You have that to look forward to. I lived through a couple of those major ice storms in Kentucky when we lived there, and they are no fun at all.
No
I'll take
fun.
Snow up right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I assume there'll be a couple of articles on the snow coming up because you're going to have a lot to report on there with everything going on in the north and cold.
Right. Yeah. Yep. I'm sure we will. Hopefully, Noah firsthand. Reports. I don't know. We haven't gotten any snow yet this year. Snow is always kind of fun. I like to go out in to the barn and tromp around in it on my horse. And
there's a lot of people in Massachusetts who would like to share some with you, and I would invite you to come up and visit anytime.
Sure.
You can just go visit anytime.
Right.
Hey, we got to start with an article that you guys did, and you didn't write it. Carla Lake did, and I don't know. Do you watch Downton Abbey?
Don't. Everyone says you've got to watch it. You've got to watch it.
What is wrong with you, Leslie?
I know. I've heard you go on and on about it. I gotta get into it.
We haven't gotten Jamie started on it either, and Jennifer and I haven't had a chance. Jennifer's there. We haven't had a chance to talk about last week's episode. We can talk about it now. It's a week old, so if you haven't, you know,
spoiler alert.
There's probably, you know, if you haven't watched it yet, you're already a week behind. But last week they had a point to point race, and it's like a steeplechase, and Let me tell you, I don't know if you watched the video on your website. There was an article, Nonsense, You're a Positive Centaur, a review of Downton Abbey's point-to-point episode. Let me tell you what, Leslie. And she was trying to be kind in the article, I think.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to be kind. And we love Downton Abbey. But, boy, their choice of horses that would run in a steeplechase is amazing. Lady Mary was riding what had to be a draft horse. It was the fattest racehorse you've ever seen in your life. It was a huge white horse that had this huge fat horse draft butt, and it was jumping these amazing jumps. It was just amazing, that horse getting over those jumps.
Huh. Maybe it's just an Irish flexioner. Ladies horse.
Right.
I don't know.
But she was riding side saddle. Now, there was a stunt rider that was doing the actual riding, I read later. But, it was interesting to watch that. And the way they kept cutting it, you could tell that they weren't jumping a lot of the jumps. It was lame. The horses they used were all too fat. And they were all like draft crosses. And, you know, I really think they had thinner horses back in the 1920s. But in England, they were well fed. No complaints about that.
Oh man. Okay. I've got to get on the boat.
The riding was mediocre at best. It was there was a lot of jarring up and down.
That's pretty accurate. I mean, hello, these are. But yeah. Nobody flew well. Nobody got trampled. Nothing.
And all the main characters made it back alive. So there you go.
Looking at Carla's assessment right here of the actor's writing. Lots of bouncing around and over-exuberant chicken arms from both the men and the women.
Yeah.
Over-exuberant chicken arms.
That is a good way to put it. Chicken arms. Well, that was the first one. You did one that was very funny, and we had this conversation a couple months ago on the show. And that was the seven things that always come home in your pockets.
Yeah. I think we can all relate to that. You're always Kristen Kovach put together a list of things that she always comes home with. And I think we can all relate to this: hoof picks, treats, pulling combs, hay string.
I can't tell you how many horse treats have been washed into my washing machine
from
being in the pocket. And then what happens is the next time you wear your pants, you go to reach into your pocket, and it's just a pile of goo.
I've been there, done that. Shriveled up carrots I will find in a coat pocket,
yeah.
Like just nasty, you know.
Yep, that's true. Or wrappers, just the wrappers. A lot of people feed peppermints, which our horses will need.
Uh-huh.
But
yep.
They feed peppermints, and there's wrappers everywhere. You find wrappers in the washing machine, in the dryer, just everywhere.
Yeah. And then you can never, like the scissors. I can never find the scissors at the barn when I need them, because they're in my pocket in a coat at home.
That's right.
That's
and you never want to sit
me.
Down in your car with the scissors sticking down.
No.
You know, it's
no.
never a
no,
good
no.
idea, but we all do it. It happens. Now,
yeah,
number five is something that you don't see too often in the English world. You wouldn't have this mm-hmm. problem in the English world. Number five is
right.
is Chicago screws, because that's really a Western thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Ponchos, bridle ties. Yeah, maybe not so much of that, but these other things, spurs. Crops. Seems like.
Do you put your spurs in your pocket?
No, usually I just accidentally wear them home. That's the typical
right.
thing.
You know, I was at the store down here, of course, in Ocala right now. You go to the grocery store and you're seeing half the people in there have riding breeches on, but I actually saw somebody with Ralph spurs. They were wearing riding breeches and Ralph spurs the other day at the store.
Ooh.
And I was going, what the hell are they riding? It was a juxtaposition, you know, seeing both. You don't usually see English riding pants with Ralph spurs. Maybe they have a cowboy boyfriend. I don't know, but
huh.
It's not something you usually see.
maybe a very lazy horse or a stopper or something, perhaps.
Yes. And then, of course, we have, do you have it there? We never have seen it. We didn't even see this in Lexington. We have the 5 pound, or what is it? How big are they, Jennifer, the carrots? It must be 10.
Those are 25-pound bags right there, dude.
25-pound bags of carrots. They're huge. And they're right inside the door, $16. We took a picture of them. Jennifer can post it. Right inside the door of all of the grocery stores down here, you see the 25-pound bags of carrots. And let me tell you, that's a big bag of carrots.
How much does it cost? $16.
$16.
Huh.
Yeah, for 25 pounds. Yep.
That seems like a pretty good deal.
That would last our pony a long time, 25 pounds of carrots. They would rot in your pocket before you ever got to feed them. Now, what is this about? You said that this would please Jamie, who's out sick today, but it can please all of Jennifer and all the listening audience out there. Something about The Bachelor. Now, please don't tell me you're a watcher of The Bachelor here.
I'm not a watcher of The Bachelor, but I would watch this Bachelor. The trailer that I saw for, there's going to be a Bachelor New Zealand, and I think I might watch the show if it's anything like the trailer. Basically, somebody sent this to me, of course, and was like, you've got to see this. And it's basically just this hot, buff dude. They never show his face. They just show his, like, rippling abs.
I didn't see his face either.
Yeah. He's a mystery man. but he just has, like, this rippling six-pack. His shirt's kind of billowing open. He's riding, of course, a beautiful black Frisian, galloping on the beach, and he can actually ride. And then there's, you know, the horse is like kind of kicking him out behind him as he gallops through the surf. And the guy, of course, is like holding a red rose. It's a good stretch. I can't remember if we talked about this. We shared a video a few weeks ago of Juan Pablo, who was on The Bachelor, who's the Bachelor from last year, and he's riding a horse. I think we may have talked about this very badly, and it just felt like a deal breaker to me. I'm like, you know, you're just not as hot to me anymore. But this guy, you know, I don't even need to see his face. Don't need to see his face. I've seen enough. I'll take it.
He could be ugly. Yes, he has halves, but he could be ugly. You could be very disappointed. Yes. You could be very disappointed.
Yeah, well.
I'm glad to hear you don't watch it. I was going to lose some credit. You were going to lose some credibility. I'm going to say. You were going to lose some credibility if you said you watched The Bachelor on a regular basis.
Can't say I do. But okay. This one I might. I did thoroughly enjoy this trailer. I highly recommend to all of your lady listeners, check it out. Check it out. It's on YouTube.
Now, I think the lady listeners are actually going to be more impressed with your next story, which is titled, This Barn Filmed Its Own Version of the Budweiser Lost Puppy Super Bowl Commercial. And I have to say, I thought it was better than the Budweiser Super Bowl commercial. This was great.
So adorable. It was done by a barn in northeastern Pennsylvania, Birchtown Stables, it's a play on. They sort of basically like recreated the Lost Puppy commercial, but they've got this horse with a big blaze, but it's a thoroughbred, big bay horse with a blaze, and they put furry leg warmers on it, so it looks like a Clydesdale.
It did, too. It was funny. Because it's a big bone thoroughbred.
Oh, it's so funny. And then instead of a puppy, there's a goat, a little goat, tiny goat, who gets lost in the snow. And then there's the villain is a alpaca. And I think that might be my favorite part, is this random alpaca guest.
Okay, was it just me? It took me a minute a couple seconds to get the fact that that was the villain. That the
alpaca
was the villain.
You know, it's like instead of the wolves in the real commercial. Oh,
yep.
It's so funny. Oh, man.
And then the fake Clydesdale comes to the rescue.
Yeah, of course.
It's really cute.
I have no idea how really they film that. The horse is like galloping through the barn to the goat's rescue, and we actually the gal that wrote this story, Kristen, she actually called up the farm owner where they did the video, and it was kind of her and her boyfriend's idea, Jessica Poldenack, and she asked them, you know, how she got them to do, you know, her animals to do that. And she said, we bribed them with a lot of food.
And it was well edited. There was a lot of cutting and editing.
Yeah. So good. And I have the same music as the Budweiser. It's so good. I salute these guys that made this.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet, head over to Horse Nation and just look for the Budweiser Lost Puppy Super Bowl commercial. I know there's been a couple parodies of it, but this one's by far the best one that I saw, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you did a lot of Valentine's articles, so people want to check those out if they haven't yet. We're going to be doing a special Valentine's, a delayed Valentine's episode on Stable Scoop this week, talking about people's stories of love and their marriages and all that stuff. So we're going to be doing that. There was another good article, one I want to recommend specifically because I'm a history buff, and I found this one fascinating. It's the article by Amanda Ronan of the first women warriors on horseback. I love that article because I'm into history stuff, and there were lots of great pictures of artifacts that they found, and it was really cool. You guys are really stepping up the variety.
Oh, man. I've just got so many – I have such a great writing team right now. Like, they just – I never know what they're going to come up with next. I'm constantly surprised and amazed. They're rocking it.
And you do, and this is something, have you been doing this forever, the daily recaps of little stuff? Have you always done that? I know Eventing Nation always did that, but I don't remember always seeing that on your site. Like
Crap
Monday and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying, you know, we've got, it's kind of a new thing. For sure.
Yeah. But I like it. I like the small pieces. And if they haven't checked those out, they should head over for that too. Well, thank you, Leslie, for joining us. Good luck in the snow and the ice there in Tennessee. And we'll be thinking about you and everybody else up in the Northeast. I just read one here. One of our listeners reported, Haley said she's from Middleborough, Massachusetts. A couple of barns in the area have had roofs collapsed, but all the animals are okay. Yeah, most have been transported to other barns. Our horses are in and living the life right now in the nice warm barn. It's -1 with a wind chill of -20.
Oh,
more
man.
Snow on the way Tuesday. And you've seen some of the pictures from up there. I mean, the snow is up to the second story windows. It's just incredible.
Crazy.
I know. It makes me glad I live here. You can come visit anytime, Leslie. You're welcome. We have a spare room, okay? So if it gets too icy for you there in Tennessee, just head on down.
Probably should have put the horses on the trailer yesterday and driven on down there.
Yes, you should have. Thank you, Leslie. We appreciate
sure
it. HorseNation.com.
You got it.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, we're going to wrap up the show today. Jamie, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is out sick. She should be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow, we have the Certified Horsemanship Association with us, and they are going to be talking about training as they do every week. And then Wednesday, Jamie's back. And then Thursday, we have our trail episode with the NATRC. So all of that is coming up on this week. And, of course, don't forget Friday, Really Bad Ads. If you missed last Friday's Really Bad Ads, you have to take a listen. It was an especially good batch that everybody sent to us. Thank you very much. And we had a lot of fun with it. So take a listen back to Friday's show if you missed that. Be safe. Wear your parkas and your hats and your long underwear and keep everybody warm. And we'll be thinking about everybody and their horses, and stay inside as much as you can. Remember, barns are great if you run out of wood for your fireplace and the power goes out. Ours worked great that week. We got stuck in the snow. We just started taking it apart. So if you need a heat source, don't forget the barn. Just make sure your doesn't collapse on your horses. Be careful which
I'm
going
to go make myself some vegetable broth now. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, poor Jamie. I have to ask Chad what he's been feeding her while she's sick. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Take care, everybody.